Now, in Deuteronomy, which is the end of the wandering in the wilderness, Moses, he does this thing. He puts a guy on a hill here and a guy on a hill there, and all of Israel passes through in between them. And the guy on the one hill is pronouncing blessings, and the guy on the other hill is pronouncing curses. And the people pass through, and here's what Moses says. He says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death. I have set before you blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live. Boom. You know, like as we go into the promised land, get this. And then I'm preaching it to you. I hope to persuade you of the tension and the need to know and to follow and to be ready. It's so important. Now, Jesus coming into Jerusalem in Luke chapter 13, he says, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often I would have gathered your children together. As a hen gathers her brood under her wings. And you were not willing. That's the heart of God in Jesus Christ's words for us. It is the heart of God expressed in a feminine metaphor that the male chauvinists in their room need to come to grips with. Stop imagining God just like the man that you think all the bias of language dictates. It's the sensitivity of God that can only be expressed by a proper respect and appreciation for the equal and significant contribution of the maternal and the feminine. It's expressed as a hen with her chicks, but it's very true. Need to own it. You need to soften to it. You need to see that while we could be rational and say, destiny, God just chooses, too bad you didn't make it. Some collateral damage will happen. I don't know why I have to do that in a man's voice, but right, probably because I'm a man. Why? Why be all here and cerebral and no heart? Similarly, our hearts fail us. And if we say, God's a God of love and he's going to let everybody come in because he doesn't want anybody to be weepy. Right? Nonsense. That's not the only... I'm sorry. I made a mistake in preaching it because I made like rational, strong, and heart wimpy and silly. And it's not. And it's not. You know? Because the woman who comes to the side of Napoleon Bonaparte's cart, his carriage as he goes, and says, please, Emperor, please, have mercy on my husband. And the man says, your husband is a liar and a traitor to the nation, and he is doomed to lose his head, and it's right and it's just. And the wife responds back to Napoleon. She says, Emperor, I didn't ask for justice. I asked for mercy. Jumping in front of the car and pleading for the one that she loves. And that's right, and that's strong, and that's bold. And if it made a difference in that person's life, it would be worth it. And so here's God in strength with love and mercy, coming and saying, look at you all waving your palm fronds and saying, hallelujah, Palm Sunday, Palm Sunday. And you don't even know that I'm God coming to you as I've come, weak and serving, and you won't accept it, but I want to save you all. This is the heart of God in the midst of all of this cerebral thinking, right and wrong and justice and the eternity of a salvation, right? And the call of God in the midst of noise to say, do you hear me? Do you hear me? Listen, wake up. This is God's heart for us. And we face the same choice that people have faced throughout the ages.